Welcome back, Dog Pound. Last year, it was all about the quarterback controversy between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. This year, Josh McCown has already been tapped to enter training camp as the starter. Here's what the veteran has to say about his first snaps as the Browns quarterback.
The approach for me is the same as far as just the expectation, the way that you want to set the tone. And we're a new group, and anytime you come together as a new group, you there are going to be growing pains. But I think for us, we understand, especially within this division and the offenses that you have and the quarterbacks, on the other teams, that we've got to set the bar high early and really hold ourselves to a high standard in order to kind of, speed up that learning curve, so to speak. I'm just conscious of the fact that I'm on a team, and when you're a part of a team, you serve and help the guys around you. And that starts, inside your room and your position group. And so for me, that's the quarterbacks on the roster. And at this stage of my career, they're all the younger quarterbacks on the roster. And so you just give them what you can to help them. And we're all in it together. And I've said it from day one. I want to see the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback position be better than it's been. And so I want to do my part to help that happen on the field. But then if something happens and I'm not playing, then whoever is playing, that those guys play productive too. So we're in it together. You know what? I mean, for Johnny, it's, one day at a time. And you just got to keep stacking good days. And I will say to this point, from everything I've seen, he's every day has been a good day. He stacked up a good day on top of another. And I'm, really proud of him for that. He's in there working and asking questions and staying late and doing all the little things that it takes to play this position, this position is very demanding, and it's demanding of a lot of things emotionally and of your time and effort and so I think he's understanding that and he's embracing that, and that's the key.
Well, definitely a man that has the seasoning to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. What were your impressions of him on the field?
It was the first time I had an opportunity to actually see him on a field, and I'd watched a lot of tape on Josh McCown, but he's an impressive physical presence, stands very tall in the pocket, has a much stronger arm than we're used to seeing. Now, Brandon Whedon had a strong arm, but Josh McCown has a stronger arm than we saw last year, but he goes through his reads so quickly. He's completely in sync with this offense. You can see him go boom, boom, boom across the field, third read, fourth read. He knows how to get through his progressions. He's incredibly accurate with the football is what I've seen. Throws a very tight spiral, and he's got a lot of leadership. You can see in some of the clips where he's over there patting Malcolm Johnson on the butt. There was a big play that they kind of simulated a third down one. He hit Andrew Hawkins on a little jerk route, threw the ball where only Hawk could get it, went over there, was like, yeah, Hawk, fired up. You can just sense the leadership of Josh McCown out there. And he talked about, too, what he's going to do off the field, helping everybody else. That's something the Browns haven't had, that kind of veteran quarterback who was also a mentor. And I think that'll help the young quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel and Connor Shaw.
How long do you think the transition is, though, once you walk into a new offense? It can't be easy. It's like having somebody hand you a new encyclopedia and say, oh, by the way, you got to know that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like reading a whole new book in a different language. But for him, he has the knowledge of this offense from his time with John DeFilippo in Oakland. So they'd work together. He understands some of the core principles there. And I think you can tell that he's advanced right now. He looks like the starter. That's what I would say after seeing him for 2 days. He is the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
And there's no controversy. We know he is.
That's correct. Where he is.
Just take advantage of it and make it happen in camp. Alex Mack is also back on the field after a devastating leg injury during that Pittsburgh game last year that sidelined him for 11 games last season. Here's what the Pro Bowler had to say about being back on the field.
It was honoring. The fans really got behind me. The teammates really, really supported me on my way off the field. And you definitely, that means a lot. And you definitely want to get back out there and help your team. It's part of the game. Injuries happen, and it's you just kind of take them as they go. It was one of the more serious ones. I think it's healing well, and looking forward to the future. I think it's really important to be a tight-knit offensive line because you all have to work together so much. What the left tackle does is important to the center and the right guard, and like everyone kind of works together, and you spend a lot of time talking about blitz pickups, different looks, and you really a large amount of very tight teamwork. Just want to come out here, play games, play well, and win games. That's what every person in this building's goal is. If you're doing a really good job running the ball, I think it's really natural for defense to devote a fair amount of their defensive, to stop the run. So, I expected to see something like that because they're just going to load the box and you're going to have to throw it. And having a good run game enables those throws to open up, and it's just something that we, I don't think, handled as well as we could have.
Well, I think we learned a big lesson last year about how important the center is. And to have him back on the field, really, just it's kind of a breath of fresh air to know that he'll be back there and that the quarterback can rely on their center again.
It's huge. That's basically the quarterback of the offensive line. And you saw last year when Alex Mack was in for the Browns, they ran for over 100 yards in four of the five games, actually over 120 yards in four of the five games. They averaged over 4 yards a carry in four of the five games. That running game production went way down once he went out of that lineup. So, yeah, it's huge to have him back. He talked about them working together. Well, he's the one who's making all those calls at the line of scrimmage for the offensive line. So it's important to have him there. He's one of the best players in the league at his position. And the Browns realized last year that they couldn't handle it really when he went down. And so that's why you draft Cam Irving, the best center in this draft. But, oh, by the way, he's already playing right guard in practice. He's already played right tackle in practice. On the second day of OTAs, he played left tackle while Joe Thomas got a day off with the first team. So you've got a versatile guy, and you have some insurance there at the center position. But, man, return of the Mac, it's a good thing.
All right, but there's, I mean, you can talk about Cam Irving. He is not going to play center this year with Alex Mack there.
No, so, not at all.
All right, so we talk about that, but let's talk about some of the other battles that we could see on the offensive line.
Look to the right side. Left side set. Joe Thomas, Joel Bitonio to center, Alex Mack, that's set. Right guard, John Greco is going to battle Cam Irving. Right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz might also be battling Cam Irving. And also Michael Bowie, the tackle from Seattle a couple years ago, who's one of the better run-blocking tackles in the National Football League. So there is going to be a lot of competition on the right side of that line. John Greco, Mitchell Schwartz, they welcome it. And I'll tell you what, as good as the line was when Mack was healthy last year, if you can make some upgrades there, even better, think about the depth that means if all of a sudden a guy like John Greco becomes your swing interior lineman, or if Mitchell Schwartz becomes your swing tackle. That's huge for this team.
But the biggest thing I think I hear you saying is depth. There's depth there that you don't have to worry all the time. Not that you want to lose anybody, but you'll have a backup there that can make this team a little bit better.
And that's what's so great about Cam Irving. I think he can start for you, and he can play any position on that line.
All right, Nathan, we're going to be right back.
When we return, defensive back Dante Whitner makes a bold statement about the Browns secondary, and Matt Wilhelm breaks down OTAs as only a former player can, exclusively here on Dog Pound Report.